This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right. Chapter 2, crude's economic ripple effect. There are some obvious ones, both as prices rise, consumers being squeezed, for instance, and also as prices fall. Big companies like BP cutting thousands of jobs a couple of weeks ago. Also, I suppose consumers being squeezed eventually. But it is the less obvious ripples we are interested in today, the ones that hit the economy in ways we don't think much about. Because, as I said when we started, oil is used in the production or transportation of pretty much everything. We called up Kurt Mowry in Rosh Sharon, Texas, just south of Houston. He farms rice and corn and soybeans there. Mr. Mowry, it's good to have you with us.
You bet.
Do me a favor, tell me a little bit about how oil is reflected in the grain business. I mean, you guys do all kinds of stuff, soybeans, rice, the whole smash.
Oil is very important to us, particularly on the fluctuating price. I mean, not just the fuel costs alone for running the equipment, but also for the chemical costs on some of the crop protectants that we put out on those particular crops. They're all derived from petrochemical products in the process. So everything on that end of it, plus the, all the containers, the transportation, the getting grain, not from just the field, but to the processor and them, everything's tied to oil that we do in our business.
I imagine you use, just for transportation purposes around the farm, you use diesel, right?
Correct. Diesel is our main component.
Are you seeing diesel prices go down as gas prices go down, too? Is that saving you any money?
That has gone down probably over $1 a gallon for this year alone, and that's a substantial savings. Unfortunately, for right this year, we're not going to be seeing any of that savings because we've already got the crop out of the field and it's been harvested. So we're hoping we'll see some of that come about next year.
What about consumers on the end of your product? I mean, if grain prices are down and if fuel prices are down, does anything translate into savings at the store for the consumer?
It will, but as in everything, just like in fuel, the price will go down a lot slower than the price goes up. I mean, it will always, that's always just the way it is because they don't want to be caught on the wrong side. And plus, they've bought higher price inventory and they can't sell it profitably when the price goes down.
Give me a sense, all in, right? When you take oil in all its forms, whether it's fertilizer, protectant, chemicals, gas, diesel, you name it, what percentage of your cost circles around oil?
Oh, gosh. Conservatively speaking, I would say probably about 50%, 75%, somewhere in that range. And it might be higher than that. I mean, when you stop and start figuring everything that we touch and do around here, I mean, it's tied to oil and gas. So it's a huge part of our cost of business here.
Kurt Mowry is a grain farmer down in Rosh Sharon, Texas, a little bit south of Houston. Mr. Mowry, thanks very much for your time, sir.
You betcha. Thank you.